As we've been reporting, Oakland Mayor Sheng Tao is denying claims from the city council that the city of Oakland has not received a payment for the Coliseum. For more on this, we're joined live on the KCBS Ring Central News line by KCBS insider Phil Matier. So, Phil, she says they did, and others say they didn't. What happens now?
What happens now is there's sort of a stare down going on between the mayor and three members of the city council who say they want to see the check, and they also want to see the details of the deal that for the entire sale of the Coliseum site as far as Oakland's share of that. Now, you understand that Oakland entered into an agreement to sell its share of the 112-acre Coliseum site for $105 million to an African-American sports and entertainment group. Now, so far, the group has kicked in $5 million in September. That's what we've been told. Now, some of the council members said, we haven't seen that check. Where is it? So that's one question. The second one is that the developers say that there's another $10 million coming, and that would bring it up to $15 million. But here's the whole underlying thing, Eric, and that is the underlying question is, okay, you sold it for $105 million because the city simply doesn't have the money to keep operating at the present levels. It is in a deep deficit. $63 million are needed. Otherwise, we start contingencies of reducing police and other vital services. $15 million is a long way from $63 million. So one question is, where's the first check? Where's the second check? But just as importantly, where is the major money that's supposed to be keeping the city afloat coming? And that still could be a big question that's yet to be answered between the group and the city administration.
If they can't make that first payment, I mean, I'm hearing alarm bells. This contingency budget, are there cuts right now? Because now we're in October.
Well, a lot of this has been built around, this is an interesting twist to all of this. You have to understand the mayor is facing a recall in November, and some of the city council people are also up for either reelection or seeking other offices. So there's a big push to keep everything tight and running until the November election. So currently the mayor says, no, we haven't had to kick in any of the contingencies, and that may well be correct. But everybody's saying, what happens in another month when we have the election, or if these things don't go through? Is this going to start falling apart later? So that was always a question about exactly how long this would be. And it looks, I mean, there's a possibility that this could take longer than the mayor optimistically thought. That's a possibility. It's one thing to give $5 million. That's a down payment that gives this group and their backers, you know, at least possession of rights to the Coliseum site, which is worth money on and of itself. But the big payments, that's the question. When will they come? And even if the payments come, there's a question about whether the city can spend them outright, because the Coliseum is still under a bond obligation and there's still a possible court threat to the sale. So there's a lot of contingencies here. And right now what we're seeing is three city council people starting to raise questions that possibly should have been raised a while ago.
All right, Phil, thank you very much. That's KCBS insider Phil Matier, who will be back this afternoon at 5:50.